A heavy military and police presence in and around Kampala left the streets deserted as pockets of young people marched toward Parliament Tuesday. Under the hashtag March to Parliament, demonstrators demanded the resignation of Speaker of Parliament Anita Among, along with four members of Parliament who recently shared an award of $460,000 for public service. They also called for an audit of legislators' income. Many of the unarmed placard-wielding protesters were thrown into police vans. Salim Papawere spoke to journalists from under police van seats where he'd been pushed.
We are protesting against escalating levels of corruption in Uganda. I was marching because I want Anita Among to resign. She has stolen from this country. These resources are not hers. This is taxpayers' money.
Almost an hour later, another group of nine youth appeared just meters from Parliament. Before they too got arrested and thrown into the police van. Kiria Samson was among that group of nine arrested.
Bad drugs in the hospitals, bad roads. Kampala is the pothole capital. It's because of corruption. We are tired.
Parliament spokesperson Chris Obore told VOA protesters should have addressed their concerns through proper channels instead of demonstrating.
This one is something disguised as a petition. If it is about the Speaker of Parliament is not appointed by anybody. The Speaker of Parliament is elected by members of Parliament. Is it members of Parliament demanding her to resign? The campaign around the Speaker Anita Among is a smokescreen by those who have their ulterior motives.
In May, both the United States and United Kingdom sanctioned Speaker Among over reports of corruption and abuse of office. There was hope that today's protests would mimic events in neighboring Kenya, where youth have been protesting since June, and successfully forced Kenyan President William Ruto to withdraw a proposed tax hike and overhaul his cabinet. Activist and law professor Businje Kabumba says it's unfortunate that Uganda's parliament has gone ahead to sit without acknowledging the protesters' demands. He thinks protests in Uganda could still unfold the way they did in Kenya.
I see today as being the starting shot in what is likely to be a longer struggle. But either way, I think the critical similarities are to do with the genuine concerns of the youth and their determination to change the political system in which they find themselves.
While Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni warned protesters that they were playing with fire by marching to parliament, no tear gas was fired Tuesday to disperse onlookers. It was not immediately clear how many protesters were arrested or when they might appear before courts. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.